We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
One of the sure signs of the season is, of course, the KMOX Holiday Radio Show.
It's like a recurring shin rash that keeps coming back.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's quite that bad. But it's okay. That's Kevin Kleen, who's joining me this morning
with a preview
of the Holiday Radio Show.
I don't know how you get up this early.
It's not easy. Believe me.
A lot of coffee.
It's all coffee talking to me.
I always feel like I'm listening to the Johnny Carson Show without Ed.
Thank you. Without Ed. I need to get an Ed, because then maybe more of my jokes will get laughter.
Yeah.
So what about yours? How are the jokes in your play this year?
Well, you know, that's the thing. This play, people don't come to these plays for high drama. They want to laugh. And the KMOX staff, with their ad libs and a few of the jokes that I put in the story, it's a comedy. The audience likes it. And we always have a microphone pointing at the audience so that the people listening, the truck drivers, can say, well, what's going on? Somebody's having fun. And it's sort of like a time travel thing where nobody else in the country has these old-time radio shows as they did back in the 30s and 40s, where the actors are reading from a script and there's a sound effects table doing the horse galloping or the gunshot. You get to see a play produced in real time, and it's like NASCAR.
You make a lot of left turns?
There could be a crash.
Oh, okay. And that's when it's really fun, is when there's a crash.
Yeah, one year, after lecturing everyone about do it right, somebody was sick, and I had to run out there and, you know, take a part. And I couldn't find a microphone. Everybody was manning one, and the one I went to was not on. And so I was just running around frantically. But, yeah, that sort of thing happens.
So what's the title of this year's endeavor?
It is called The Secret Santa Project. It's a romantic science fiction comedy, starring the KMOX staff, Debbie Monterey and Ryan Recker figure prominently, along with Roger Brand, America's Everyman from Traffic. He'll
have
a starring role, and Jane Duker, the pistol. She'll be rattling off her rapid fire, delivery.
Yeah, which she does very well.
But the story is about a genius on the one hand, a math genius. And then Roger, played by Ryan Recker, the genius. And then Roger Brand is an average man who went to UMSL. But his one speed, his one talent is
UMSL.
He's a speed typist.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so they both get sort of drawn into this military research company where there's an ultimate weapon that can make things no longer exist. But what they need is a math genius and a fast typist who can type in the coordinates to make missiles disappear in the enemy's hands, things like that.
It's all based around a Secret Santa, though, I guess.
Well, the weapon is called Secret Santa.
Oh,
because
now
it's bringing to the world, you know, peace. We're making weapons disappear.
Okay.
But things go wrong.
Uh-oh.
Debbie Monterey, she plays a computer hacker embezzler who's broken into the City Hall computers because the password was password. And she's
probably a true story.
As a result, somebody dies, and she said, you know, she is told by the judge, Judge Bottomer, either life in prison or an alternative sentence. You can go back to the 1870s and put the necklace around the math genius's neck, marry him, and then we'll be able to download his brains into this, you know, future project.
Wow.
So
where do you come up with these ideas?
I have no idea. We've had some Lulus through the years.
This sounds like a Lulu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, people,
but a good one. I'm not, you know.
That
sounds interesting.
Yeah. People like things that are different and strange. One year we had a story where Mark Reardon played a man who was a bachelor, and his watches were always stopping, and they were an hour off. And his family members are trying to set him up with three dates, but it turned out that he was actually married with a big family in an alternate universe, and whenever his watch stopped, that was kind of a signal that they had taken him. And when he gets close to marrying somebody on Earth, Debbie Monterey, when all the children showed up on Earth, you know, to try to say, hey, this is my husband.
So do you get tested
while you write this?
Tested for?
All kinds of things. When do you start? Now, I know that like the last few weeks, you know, you're always like, oh, I got to get it done. I got to get it done. When do you actually start writing these things?
Well, I'm kind of a deadline writer being in news. Mm-hmm. You know, we write stuff. It amazes me in the newsroom that we come in the morning and there is very little inkling of what will be on the air in the afternoon. And up to the last minute, we're getting things off the phone and typing it.
Right.
So with the play, when I see the leaves in the backyard start to get yellow, the October yellow, the panic sets in. Other people think of the fall as a carefree time mm-hmm. of rolling smoke and bratwurst. But for me, Oktoberfest is October terror.
And so the play, the radio show, I keep calling it a play. It is kind of a play on the air.
Yeah.
December 4th. So this
Sheldon.
Year, on December 5th, will you say, I'm going to start it now and get it done early? Or you just know yourself better than that?
No, it's like a woman having a baby. And if her husband were to say the next day, hey, you want to have another one?
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, you just don't want to think about it for a
while. All right, so is it the Sheldon?
It's at the Sheldon, December 4th. I think there's about 500 seats or more there. And the people who go, they have a good time. That, you know, they sell drinks there. Maybe that helps.
That helps. Never hurts.
But you get to see, you know, your favorite KMOX people whose voices you've heard on your commute or in your kitchen windowsill radio. You know, you see Debbie Monterey there, and she'll have on a costume or maybe a wig. She likes to wear wigs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, see her acting up. Carol Daniel will be there. She plays a harsh CEO in this year.
I could see her doing that.
But her boss is an even harsher CEO, Mark Reardon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the audience, they like to see the mess-ups, the funny parts, the surprises. You know, in conversation or in show business, I guess, like conversation, there has to be surprises. It can
right.
never be boring.
Right.
So I have a pretty good boring meter. I think I got to do something here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like 1 year, remember when Gentry Trotter was in
the play? Yeah. Yeah.
There were these three bank robbers who were hiding out in a motel, and they were posing as gynecologists because there was a gynecologist convention at the motel. Well, Gentry Trotter played the pregnant woman who just happened to bang on the door saying, I'm ready to deliver right now. And Harry Hamm and Doug McKelvin and who else? Somebody, there was a third one there. They delivered the baby, which was a pillow, successfully. But there was a lot of shrieking, and it was very realistic.
Oh, my goodness. And expect something similar on December 4th at the Sheldon. Kevin Killeen, always, it's amazing that you do this. Great creativity.
That's
looking
what they
forward
taught
to
us at DeSmet.
That's right. They did.
Brian and I are DeSmet Spartans.
We are. A year apart.
We used to pass in the hallway.
Yep.
Never knowing that we'd be sentenced together. To life at KMOX.
And that life will continue. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.